Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nest here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Nolan McGraw is with us. We'll be talking to him throughout the course of the show. If you missed this news yesterday, Ravens signed Laken Tomlinson, former All-Pro guard or Pro Bowler a couple years back, 2021, to the practice squad. He was a starter. 7 games for the Texans this year, was released last week. Orioles. The Ravens released Carl Lawson as a corresponding move. So Laken Tomlinson coming in, and as we talked about on Monday, Ben Cleveland suspended for 3 games for the DUI back in February?
Yeah.
Why so long? Anyway,
I don't know.
I mean, he was a non-impact guy.
Yeah, and Tomlinson's is just a veteran body that's played that if he has to go in, he can play, and he's been playing, like you said, up to this past week. I think Ben Cleveland, Bob, never sees in the Ravens uniform again.
And we can go back to when the Ravens re-signed him. Surprising.
Yeah, and it was after the DUI they signed him, too.
And it was during the owners' meetings where Harbaugh or DaCosta was asked about him, and they were like, he's a free agent. He was basically not part of our reality. And then brought him back, and he hasn't been part of the reality for the most part. Third-round draft pick out of Georgia. Just never was a key contributor at any point in time during his career. Now suspended.
Yeah, when he walks in the room, you go like, whoa, because that is a big
huge man.
I mean, every limb on his, like, fingers are big, legs, everything is big, you know, on him. But he's not athletic. He walks 10-2, which I can't stand for a lineman or anybody. I don't think they're athletic at all. He's not athletic. He can't bend his knees, you know. So, and here's the thing, Bob. Todd Monken had him at Georgia before Todd was here.
Sure.
And since Todd's been here, has he played any?
No.
Thank you.
Not at all. But Carl Lawson was released, and you know John Harbaugh talked it up. Weeks ago when they first signed him, can't wait to get him in there, and then never got in there, finally did play. We'll do the defensive film next hour. It just, his impact in Baltimore was minimal to zero, and now he's an ex-Raven moving on.
Yeah, and I think he's done, Bob. He needs to retire. He had nothing. when he was out on the field, it was not pretty. It was ugly. He had no strength in his lower body. He had no suddenness, no explosiveness. And you could see that after the game, he's done.
Now, Keaton Mitchell got hurt on Sunday with the knee after the big run. Ravens are back at practice today. They did get good news, no structural damage. But I'm assuming Keaton Mitchell, probability of playing in Cincinnati might be a little limited. Could be more of a Rasheen Ali day here.
I hope not, Bob, because I miss that explosiveness. But the thing about it is, you know, I had a total reconstruction of my knee. And sometimes, you know, you'll tear a piece of scar tissue or something, you know, and it's more scary than anything else. And hopefully maybe that's what he did. He just tore a piece of scar tissue, which really means nothing.
He was hauling ass until he wasn't. 2 years ago, he outruns that safety, and that's a touchdown.
Well, last week, he outrun.
Yeah, I mean, they're not even getting caught. But Keaton Mitchell will keep an eye on the attendance report for the Ravens coming up later, next hour, as a matter of fact. We'll start getting some news trickling out of one winning drive. Now, the Ravens are at Cincinnati taking on Joe Burrow. And now it's 6-7. We talk about the defense and the turnaround that they may have had after the bye. Against good quarterbacks, and you brought this up. Good quarterbacks are guys who've been in the playoffs, have been all pros, or they achieved something
right in
their career. Josh Allen lost.
Yep.
Gave up 41 points. Jared Goff lost. That was more because they couldn't stop Montgomery, and their defense sacked Lamar 7 times. Kansas City. Ravens struggle against the Chiefs. Yep. Patrick Mahomes. C.J. Stroud. Lamar didn't play in that game. We were talking about the defense here. 44-10 lights them up. The next week, competitive against the Rams. Devontae Adams had some drops, and the Rams left some play. Matt Stafford on the field. All right. Caleb Williams. He hadn't won a playoff game or an award or been to a Pro Bowl, but he's not even through his second year in the league. But he is a quarterback of a team that's having success this year. Ravens won that one.
Mm-hmm.
With Tyler Huntley, 30-16. They beat Miami, Tua. Beat Minnesota, J.J. McCarthy. Beat Cleveland. That was Dylan Gabriel got knocked out and Shador came in. Beat the Jets, Tyrod Taylor. Then they played Joe Burrow and the Bengals. They get puffy pants on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then last week, Aaron Rodgers, not anywhere near what Aaron Rodgers was, which is a Hall of Famer. But he looked like one.
Yes, he did.
A lot of that afternoon. So
he didn't look 42.
To your point about this Ravens defense, which is still statistically poor in a lot of categories, whenever they level up at quarterback, they get housed. And Burrow, then Drake May, and then you're at Jordan Love, yep. And then Roger. They have 4 good quarterbacks coming up to close out the season.
So, yeah, I mean, what gives you reason that they're going to go 4-0 when they haven't beaten a good quarterback yet? I mean, that's the big issue, right? I mean, Bob, that's only one of the issues. The other issue is the offense. You know, so you got 2 major issues with 4 games to go, and you can't afford to lose a game.
Yeah, they're not putting up 35 points a game offensively anymore to bail you out.
No. No, and they're not keeping the ball for 40 minutes where they're, you know, bailing them out.
We'll get an attendance report, as we said, for the Ravens out of one winning drive before we get out of here at 2 o'clock. But when we come back, let's count some dough, hopefully, buy or sell. Talk about sports subjects of the day. Vic Carucci, NFL Network Radio, got our heroes of the week. NFL lunch, 1 o'clock, Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens defense. Why did Aaron Rodgers look like Aaron Rodgers from 5 years ago? And then Rich Dubroff live from Orlando as we talk about the winter meetings. The Orioles, they made a fair, competitive, if not strong, offer to Kyle Schwarber. He stays in Philly. Who gets that $150, man?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And
are you buying
straight cash, homie,
or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Christmas, 15 days from today, so we could all use that last-minute cash by them last-minute presents for sure. There's a ton going on in world sports, which we'll get to here in a second. But let's count that midweek money, hopefully.
Now, the Dow is up 215. The S&P's up 2. The NASDAQ is down 63. DraftKings is down 33 cents. Under Armour is up 11 cents to 424.
Let's kick things off here with the Ravens. We know they need pass rush help right now, but when you look ahead to the offseason, the cupboard will be almost completely bare besides Mike Green. A premium draft pick could end up being spent in that area, but not sure how the class looks right now. Free agency seems to be more likely to make an instant impact, and the biggest name available will be Trey Hendrickson. NFL writer Tyler Sullivan lists Baltimore as one of the best landing spots for the Bengals pass rusher because of cap space that they will be clearing up, and maybe the opportunity to stay in the AFC North and face Cincinnati twice a year would be ideal for him after so many years of dead-end negotiations with him and the team. Vinny, are you buying or selling the Ravens as major players in the Hendrickson free agency sweepstakes?
I'm going to buy it, and reason being is you know, you're probably not picking high enough to get the elite pass rusher, you know, so getting a guy like Hendrickson, who's played great against you, knows the AFC North, I think it'd be, you know, you don't want a long-term deal because he's going to be, what, 32? But I would think for, you know, a couple years, and he fits. He's the right type of guy.
Over to the NBA here, Jason Tatum went down with that torn Achilles in the Eastern Conference Finals. At the time, it was assumed that he would miss all of the 25-26 season. Well, here we are in December, and the star player, he's healthy enough to start ramping up his practice routine, even though it's pretty light for now. The team's leadership has said publicly many times they're not going to rush him back. They have no intentions of doing so. But by his current timeline, he should probably be ready by the final quarter of their schedule. It is important to note, to weaker Eastern Conference this year. And as it stands right now without Tatum, Boston holds the third best record in the East. Buy or sell, Bob, Tatum will return before the season is done and push Boston to the top of the conference.
Top of the conference and returning. Yes, I'm buying that because he'll be the difference between them and the Knicks and the Pistons. I mean, the Pistons made the playoffs and they've been brilliant. Kate Cunningham's a stud, but still youth is maybe a detriment to them. I think if Tatum comes back, when he had one winning drive a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, he was at the Rave, yep.
Because the Celtics were down in D.C. taking the hapless Wizards. Yeah, Nolan, I'm buying that. I think he comes back, and not even Jaylen Brown's hair could melt off his head as he's painting stuff. I mean, look, I got great hair. I'm 60 years old. Look at this. Feel it. I don't have any teeth, but I got plenty of hair. And if you lost it, just own it. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but you're sweating. You're playing a high-intensity sport.
Why are you painting on your head?
I don't know. Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to stop myself.
If you missed it, he bodied up on a guy, and his head went on the jersey, and you could see the ink from his...
Oh, man.
Thing. I don't know.
I mean, he's going to be running down the court. It's going to be dripping into his eyes. Yeah. And I can't see. You know, I don't know where I'm going.
Right. But he's a hell of a player. Hair aside.
Right.
Or lack thereof.
Let's see. Back to the NFL. Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson, well, he's saying all the right things as he goes through a down season, talking about stats and people asking him, you know, you're not anywhere close to your previous career norms. Well, he says that doesn't mean anything if the wins don't come along with it. But it should be, you know, mentioned here, the quarterback instability there in Minnesota this year, not doing himself or doing Jefferson any favors. 810 yards in 13 games. That's the stat line there. His previous career low. Just 1,074 back in 2023, but he only played 10 games that year. 5 touchdowns that season, only 2 so far this year. Buy or sell, Vinny, Jefferson will set new career lows this year despite playing a full slate of games.
I'll buy it. You know, with J.J. McCarthy, I just think it's a learning. It basically, he's a rookie, you know, and the thing that's sad is they got the... 2 outstanding receivers. They got Hockenson. You know, they got Oliver. They got some guys.
Yeah, no excuses there.
No.
Not like a Bryce Young, who was shaky in his own right, but you could argue, well, where's the weapons around him? I mean, he's just out there by himself.
And look at what they did. And Darnold last year, you know, same cast of characters.
Yeah, and Jefferson's target share is dwindled big time. They're not even throwing him the ball anymore.
Right. Yeah, it was a little surprising that he hasn't popped off. Usually a diva wide receiver, any top wide receiver, they're complaining at the drop of a hat.
There was the one game, though. I think the Ravens game, they panned to the sidelines, and he wasn't exactly over there kumbaya. He was bitching to somebody.
We'll close up shop here with this. The Dodgers, they won't stop spending. Their most recent addition, star closer Edwin Diaz, was already the highest paid reliever in the sport, now pushing that gap even further with $23 million a year coming his way. You had to figure L.A. was going to be in heavy pursuit of bullpen arms. I mean, that was their one weakness heading into the playoffs, and even that didn't stop them. But just last year, they spent big on Tanner Scott, who was supposed to be their prospective closer, and that backfired. But buy or sell, Bob, Scott will thrive more as a setup man in that L.A. bullpen.
Hey, I'll buy it 100%. Remember, Bisaio hit the game-winning home run off of him, Camden Yards. Then I think he blew the save 2 nights in a row and then got hurt. And he was done, former Oriole farmhand, for those who may have forgotten, Tanner Scott. But, hey, Dodgers, never stopping. Bring in Diaz. I'm sure they're going to add somebody else that's going to be big and fancy. And Tanner Scott will thrive, Nolan, in the Dodgers bullpen. His problem in Baltimore early, he couldn't throw strikes down on the farm. So they moved him to a bullpen role. He thrived there. Elias flipped him, and here he is, a guy making a lot of money. But Edwin Diaz, he's only the first of those. But yes, Tanner Scott, to answer your question, he'll be the setup guy, throwing 99, 100 miles an hour to help the cause. We'll come back. Vic Carucci, NFL Network Radio. We're heading into week 15, and Phillip Rivers might be the starting quarterback for the Colts. No, it's not 2020. It's 2025. Phillip Rivers, and he's wearing, you say he's wearing Daniel Jones' number?
Yes.
You mind if I borrow that for a game? That's crazy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Crazy. Now find themselves chasing the Steelers, heading to Cincinnati, taking on the Bengals, who blew a big lead against Buffalo, et cetera, et cetera. We'll get into all of that. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw joining us now from NFL Network Radio. Longtime NFL writer on the Window Nation guest hotline, Vic Carucci. Vic, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. Great to be with you guys, as always.
Now, you saw Buffalo, the comfort behind against Cincinnati, which we'll get to. But The stunning news is the fact that Phillip Rivers is coming out of retirement, signing the practice squad. Apparently could be suiting up against Seattle. And I don't want this to come out like a stupid question, but if he could somehow come back and help them get to the playoffs, does it bolster a Hall of Fame resume that might already be strong enough to get in the can anyway?
Well, it would.
You know what I mean?
First thing it would do is, it's not a stupid question at all, but I'm just saying, let's go step by step. The first thing that happens when he goes from because right now on practice squad, his 5-year clock doesn't reset. The second he's activated, which is fully anticipated, is when the 5-year clock gets reset. So what you're referencing, you know, there'd be 5 years to ponder whatever happens in these remaining weeks of the season. I find it very hard to believe that he's going to do anything except, sadly, you know, get beat up. I mean, there's nothing about where he is now, I think, physically, after being away from this game for 5 years. You know, I haven't followed his training. I know he's worked with young quarterbacks and has all that technical knowledge. And, you know, there are ways I know he can anticipate and get rid of the ball and all those good things. But the game hasn't gotten any slower or weaker physically on the defensive side in those 5 years. And starting with Seattle, starting with Mike McDonald's defensive approach and the aggressiveness, you guys know that better than I do, what they're going to unleash. I mean, you go into the wild and you're like, say, a domestic animal, and there's all these other creatures that will look at you and say, what are you doing here? Why are you here? Because you're just lunch for us. You're just dinner for us. I mean, you know, it just doesn't feel right.
Now, Vic, talk about those conditions up at the Buffalo-Cincinnati game, because I just watched the film this morning. I mean, they looked like they were tentative running, you know, and I can't remember which team the running back, he just fell down because he slipped and fell, and he probably was going to score.
Ty Johnson, yeah. The footing was an issue, I think, earlier. It did sort of dissipate, but definitely it affected at least that. As far as the whole game goes, there's certainly some thought that, and not that it was confirmed by Sean McDermott or necessarily the Bobby Babish, the defensive coordinator, but they were playing so far off at the beginning and allowing that it was as soft a shell as you could have defensively, coverage-wise. And, you know, Joe Burrow just took advantage of it, carved them up on third down. Other quarterbacks, Davis Mills had some success doing that, but Joe Burrow's going to do that to teams, and he did it to Buffalo, 10 of 12 on third down, 7 of the first 8 third down conversions in the first half. So there was that, but like we see in football, as bad as a defense can look, how many plays does it take to turn it around? In Buffalo's case, it was the back-to-back interceptions. Mm-hmm.
Now, Vic, when Buffalo's got to go to New England this week, what do you see happening?
I see it as a game Buffalo could win. I don't know how easily. I think it'll be a challenge, but I think they're the better team. I thought they were the better team back on October 5th when they lost to New England by the field goal in the last seconds. They turned it over 3 times that day. They pretty much played New England's game. A lot of credit goes to Mike Vrabel and the way he gets a team ready to play and coaches it. And certainly Josh McDaniel with what he's doing with Drake May, his accuracy. But this is a flaw like so many teams, and even one that has the record that the Patriots do and are on the tear that they are with, what is it, 10 of the row wins. There's flaws, and the first one I see is their offense getting in the red zone, struggling more so now than they were earlier in the year. And it's not like they've gone against world-beating opponents the whole way through, but that's your schedule. And the other flaw, big one I see, is run defense. Their best defensive tackle on IR, and I can see James Cook on a day that'll probably be conducive to running. The weather isn't supposed to be great in Foxborough. Not most of the Northeast is going to have issues. So I think Buffalo's got those advantages. And that guy named Josh Allen, who will do what he does. The history, the record shows that he and they are a December, January football team, I guess with the exception of getting to the Super Bowl, but pretty much everything in between, they dominate and in the regular season. And I think New England, even though it's there, they're not quite at that level. I think their record is suggesting that they're a bit better than they truly are. Good, but not great.
Now, Vic, when you see the officiating this year, I mean, we'll just take the Ravens case, which was, there was 3 major incidents, and then the pool, the referee after the game talked to the pool writer, and didn't even know the rule, about the field goal, so that was what was bad. And then we don't like Matthew Stafford. I just read something about him. He doesn't know what to catch it. He said it changes every 3 to 4 years, what did you think, Vic, when you saw it?
Vinny, I am beyond perplexed. I have no idea what a catch is anymore. Likely, that's a friggin' touchdown. I mean, I don't know what else to do. I'm looking at it and screaming at the TV. I got no stake in the game. I'm just looking at it as a observer, a lover of the NFL, and why is this happening? Why does a play like that have to be a defining play of a football game? That can't be what the NFL wants for its product, for its for the popularity. I know there's a faction or a school of thought, well, controversy sells too, controversy is attractive. Yeah, but that's incompetence.
Yes.
I mean, that doesn't, come on, you have every bit of technology that allows you to get that right. If I'm like I said, if that's not a catch for a touchdown, I don't know what is.
Now, Vic, when we look at the AFC, okay, who's the best team?
Great question. I just got through telling you that I think New England's record is flawed. I also think Denver, you know, which has an outstanding defense, and the defense travels well, and defense can win a champ. We know all the cliches. There's Buffalo with Josh Allen, and there's this tournament that has a really good chance of starting, minus Patrick Mahomes, minus Lamar Jackson. We know it's going to be minus Joe Burrow. And then there's Josh Allen. Tell me who else at quarterback is. I know, you know, Justin Herbert is a name, but he's a name with a bum left hand, and it's not his throwing hand. And watching him play the other night, there was nothing about him that sold me on the idea that he's, you know, ready to take command and get his team to the Super Bowl. So at the end of the day, I mean, I'm tossing them all up in the air. I'm going to give Buffalo the edge, and it's not, you know, because of regional bias or being around the team on a regular basis. Look at Josh Allen. Tell me he's not, you know, the 18th time in his career, AFC Offensive Player of the Week. He can put on that Superman cape. He can do the remarkable things that he does as a runner. Ran for a 40-yard touchdown. Yes, Cincinnati's defense is awful. Did that and also got that 17-yard pickup on 3rd and 15 at the end of the game. I think the coaching staff, the run defense, which was very flawed early on in the last 2 weeks, 58 yards against the Steelers, and then 60 or so against Cincinnati. So maybe they've tightened that up. Again, New England will have Ramondre Stevenson. They'll have a challenge there. But, you know, guys, I'm looking at the possibilities here. And I'm not going to give anybody the edge dramatically over the other, but it's hard for me to look at a team that knows its way in this tournament that would be better than Buffalo, assuming the team that knows its way to the Super Bowl, Kansas City, isn't there.
Vic Carucci, NFL Network Radio, longtime NFL writer and correspondent. Vic, we appreciate the time as always. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. If we don't talk yet, to you and the family, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Vic.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much. Always enjoy being with you guys. Take care.
Vic Carucci, everybody. We'll come back. Heroes of the Week for Week 14 in the National Football League. NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. We'll talk to you there. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Biddy's film breakdown of the Ravens' defense against Pittsburgh as Aaron Rodgers diced him up a little bit. And then Rich Dubroff live from Orlando, baseball winter meetings. What's up with the Orioles in 2026? But Nolan McGraw, are you ready to rock and roll? Let's get to our Week 14 heroes.
Vinny and Haney's Offensive Hero of the Week.
I'm a little rusty here. Haven't done this in a few weeks. It's all good. We're starting things here with Tennessee Titans running back Tony Pollard. Hey, when the Titans win a game, got to take an opportunity to pick someone there because you don't know when they're going to win again. But Pollard certainly deserving in this one. 161 yards on a season-high 25 carries and doubled his touchdown total on the year, going from 2 to 4, a pair of scores in this one.
I've got Aaron Rodgers, 23 of 34, one touchdown, 284 yards, zero sacks, 103.1 quarterback rating, two rushes for no yards, and one rushing touchdown.
Aaron Rodgers drinking from the fountain of youth, and Pollard doing that against a good Cleveland run defense, at least we thought it was. I'm going to go with Josh Allen, my offensive hero of the week. We just talked to Vic Carucci. 22 of 28, threw three touchdown passes. Also rushed 9 times for 78 yards and a touchdown. But we know Burrow threw the 2 picks, one return for a touchdown, Benford. But it was Josh Allen's rushing TD that kind of turned the tide of that game after a Cook fumble. So Josh Allen, you're my offensive hero of the week.
Oh, we come to heroes just for one day.
Vinny and Haney's defensive hero of the week.
Well, thanks for setting me up there, Bob, because my defensive player is Christian Benford. When I'm picking a defensive player of the week, I'm thinking multi-sack performance or I'm thinking impact turnover. And I don't think there was a more impactful turnover this weekend than Christian Benford's pick six. Also gets bonus points for just the difficulty, the timing of it, going up, grabbing it. And all right, the pick would be nice if he just fell down. You'd take that, obviously, if you're the Bills. But then
to break the tackle attempt there by Burrow and take it to the house in the snow, in the bad conditions. Perfect play overall.
And my defensive players, Jalix Hunt, Philadelphia, 8 tackles, 2.5 sacks, 1 forced fumble in their overtime loss.
I'm going to go with Al-Kadeem Muhammad from the Detroit Lions last Thursday night against Dallas. 3 sacks as he was all over Dak Prescott like a Kmart suit. Got 9 sacks for the year, Muhammad does, or Q, as they call it. He had 2.5 against the Ravens back in September at M&T Bank Stadium. So you are my defensive hero of the week. Gets lost in the Bryant Branch, unfortunately, after the year in the Aiden Hutchinson. But 9 sacks, so, top 10 NFL. That's more than the Ravens' entire team, it feels like. Next.
What rookie had a standout week? Here's Vinny Serrato and Bob Haney.
And Nolan McGraw.
All right, for my rookie this week, I'm going with a guy who we've heard from before, but very deserving this week. Harold Fannin Jr., tight end there in Cleveland. Now, he's had some breakout games this season, but this one, probably better than all of them. 114 yards, that's a season high. Was targeted 11 times, hauled in 8 of them, and he scored a touchdown. That's now 4 touchdowns on the year for him. And when you look at that Cleveland offense, well, there's not much that scares you, but for the past couple of years, David Njoku has been a threat, has been the top tight end, has been a preferred target there for whoever their quarterback is. But so far this year, Fannin Jr., not just even with him, he's blown past him. And when you start thinking about the future, he is the guy, and Njoku a free agent after this year.
All right, my rookie is from the same team, the guy that threw the ball to Fannin, Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur was 23 of 42 for 364, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick, 2 sacks, 97.7 quarterback rating, 3 rushes, 29 yards, and a rushing touchdown in their 31-29 loss.
My rookie is out of New Orleans, the Saints. All shucks. Tyler Shuck, 13 of 20 with a pick. Not all that great throwing the ball, but he rushed 7 times for 55 yards and 2 touchdowns, including a 34-yarder. And why he gets my nod as the rookie of the week, he engineered an upset at Tampa against the Buccaneers, a team that's in first place in their division. So Tyler Shuck, you know, here's a guy that, you know, we don't know what you got there yet. Mm-hmm. But as New Orleans has been searching for quarterback play, consistent quarterback play ever since Drew Brees retired, it seems maybe Kellen Moore and the Saints have their guy in Tyler Shuck. Those are our heroes of the week. If you want to join us for NFL Lunch, that's coming up next. Stick around at 410-583-1057. Ravens film breakdown. Vinny's of the Ravens defense against his offensive player of the week, Aaron Rodgers, or his hero anyway. And then Rich Dubroff for going down to Orlando, Florida with Rich for BaltimoreBaseball.com. See what's percolating on the old hot stove for the birds of Baltimore.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.